Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Jesus, from the very beginning and onset of his ministry, is trying to help us understand is his work, his life is essentially one of liberation and social justice.
Justice doesn't need an adjective. Justice is justice.
The good news of Jesus is defined by equality, radical equality and inclusion.
In biblical justice, the principal concept is not human rights. It's divine righteousness.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel. It's the Wretched Radio mail call delivery bag Q&A infotainment nationwide extravaganza featuring your voicemails, correspondences, communiques, dispatches, memorandums, and missives.
Any special message for all the kids watching at home?
What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country.
You have 1,200 messages.
That is a bit above average.
Now here's your host, Todd Freakishly Tall Friel.
The mail is here!
This is Wretched Radio Los Angeles Air, I'm telling ya. I have the privilege of being at the memorial service of Dr. John MacArthur. It is taking place tomorrow, Saturday at 10:30 a.m. That would be your Pacific time. I've been told that unless you somehow have a way to finagle yourself into the worship center, you'll be in the overflow or outside. They're encouraging everybody to stream the memorial. It's going to be a two-hour affair. And I'm sure that it will exalt not John MacArthur, it will exalt Jesus Christ, which is exactly what a memorial should do. Wow, wait, hold on.
You good?
You're humongous.
Thanks.
What happened to the thing? Normally when I see you, you're like in a little tiny box.
Yeah, well.
Your head is like humongous.
Thanks.
It's taking you sound up like my entire screen.
I'm so sorry.
It's huge.
Yeah, things are different today.
Haven't you trimmed your beard in a while?
Well,
I can tell it's just a little bit. That's how close Jimmy is. It's like he's jumping out of my computer screen. You're not as tight with the beard as you used to be.
Well, I've got an injury that I'm dealing with right now. I'm always injured. I am always injured.
No, we're not. Okay. Tell him the tetanus story.
My dog ran. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I thought something was getting him, but he just ran across the yard as fast as I've ever seen the thing move. And I ran down the stairs. There's a loose nail on the deck right into my hand.
Went the nail. And
it's
what
all.
Does that have to do with your unkept beard?
I can't shave. I can't shave with this hand.
Oh. We don't want to get the Band-Aid wet on that. When I was a kid, we discovered a fort, and I think that the rascals who built the fort, they had a defense mechanism. They actually had a board with a nail sticking up. Sure enough, I jumped down through the hole, and that nail, it went through my shoe into my foot, and I had a board connected to the, I walked home with a board connected to the bottom. Clunk.
5 miles.
Clunk. Uphill.
That's
both ways or something. 877-282-2337. That is the number of the toll-free. If you would like to text Big-Headed Jimmy, it's humongous.
I'm so sorry.
Your head isn't actually that big in real life.
Well, I
don't have a tiny skull.
I'm telling you, you sound like Mrs. Hicks when you say that.
Says the man with the garbage can size head himself. You can text him. Just don't expect a reply. If you'd like to email, you can do that at idea@wretched.org.
All right, we're going to start with a question from Joy. Todd, I was wondering what your thoughts are on God speaking audibly to people. I personally don't know where I stand on it, but I've heard stories of people hearing God's audible voice and it leading them to repentance. Is it really possible for people to hear the voice of God today?
Well, I hear that people hear voices that aren't Christians. I'm not talking about people who hear voices. They've had those types of supposed paranormal experiences. I cannot let somebody's experience dictate my theology. That is to put the cart before the horse. I need to have the Bible define those experiences. And I think the Bible is really clear. In former times, God spoke to us through dreams, visions. You could even hear his voice. But now he's spoken to us through his son, and we have the totality of everything we need for life and godliness, and we don't need extra revelation. And people who claim to be hearing, whether it's audibly or they're just hearing God's voice inside of their head, that's like prophet territory. That's God speaking to a prophet to proclaim that word. That's like on the level of scripture. If God is speaking in that form, that's divine revelation. And it compromises what we call sola scriptura, that everything we need is in the Bible. God doesn't need to speak like, now, could he do that? Well, the answer is, of course he could. Does he? I can't speak for God. But what I can know is this. The Bible does not say that that is any sort of normative practice. That is indeed genuine today. We have everything we need in the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 really just puts an end to all of it. All scripture is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be equipped for 92% of everything he needs to do. No, everything. It's sufficient. And I would be remiss if I did not quote Justin Peters. If you want to hear God speak, read your Bible. If you want to hear God speak audibly, read your Bible out loud. And then send what you've read or heard to idea@wretched.org or text away to 877-282-2337.
All right, this is a text from Anonymous. Todd, what is your theology of wearing nice clothes to church?
Is that a new systematic theology category, wearing nice clothes to church? I'd first of all like to thank that texter for the present, because this is a subject that I think we should maybe just maybe give some more earnest consideration to. When you see a grown man in public, it's Wednesday, whatever day, it's weekday, and he's wearing a suit and tie, what do you conclude? Must be a big meeting. Maybe it's a really important job interview. In other words, it's something important. What does dressy clothing say? It says this is a big deal. And if it applies to job interviews, it most certainly applies to church. I have a buddy, and never gets dressed up on Sunday morning. It's not that he's dressing down, but he's by no means getting dressed up. And one day I caught him out in public and he had a suit and tie. And I'm like, dude, you clean up real fine. What's going on? He said, I got a wedding. And I said, well, so what? Why are you wearing a suit and tie? And he goes, what do you mean, so what? It's a big deal. B-I-N-G-O, B-I-N-G-O, B. I NGO, and getting dressed up for church tells God it's important. Welcome. I wrote that on the fly. 877-282-2337.
All right. This is from Michael. Todd, is it profitable to argue with other Christians about the earth being flat?
No. I see no profit in it. Now, if you want to have that conversation because it is a theological exercise, well, there's certainly worse things that you can talk about, as long as it's not contentious, as long as we don't start to, you know, cast shade on one another. Wow. Okay, Jimmy, please make a note of that, because every once in a while we'll say, well, but there's even more than tertiary, like what would be a tertiary issue? This would even be quadrary, the shape of the earth. There's just not a lot on the line. And you might say, well, it talks about Isaiah, talks about the circle of the earth, and so it undermines scripture. Well, it's a difference of opinion about scripture, but this one should not be one that causes us to go to the mattresses. But I fear that it does. I know some people who are flat earthers, and here's what helps me with them. First of all, it's just a subject I'm just not that worked up over in the first place. But the people that I know that are flat earthers, I love them. I love them. So I don't care if you think that the earth is as flat as a nick. I don't care. It doesn't impact my feelings about you, my relationship with you. And if this is going to be something that causes a divorce between us, I ain't interested in that conversation. when we love one another, we can have conversations on theological issues. Go ahead, spend some time if you think it's beneficial to talk about whether or not Adam had a belly button. Okay, all right. All right, a buddy of mine, we were talking about when the devil was created. Now, I firmly believe it had to be creation week. And we were debating it. I'm actually not even sure if he was just maybe just doing it just to, kind of tangle up a little bit. But I think that he had to, because everything was created. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then nothing could have predated it, because everything is, everything. The heavens and the earth, that's including the devils. And by the way, Answers in Genesis, they have some articles on that subject. When did Satan fall? I think they think it was like days after the creation. Just did not take long at all. Nevertheless, whatever the timeline is on that, we sat and we kind of wrangled through that. And then when it was done, we went and got a waffle cone, because I'm not going to break up with you over a subject like that. So if you want to debate different theological nuances, that's cool. If it is for the purpose of sharpening, of my mind having to go everywhere in the Bible to pull verses to support my position and to be willing to have my mind changed, go ahead and do that if it can be done lovingly. And if it doesn't get you in territory where you are trying to discern the mind of God on a level that we just were not intended to inhabit, this is Wretched Radio.
Let me ask you something. How much time did you spend on your phone yesterday? Don't answer that out loud. It's probably pretty embarrassing for the both of us. But here's the thing. You're going to be on that thing anyway, right? So why not use some of that time for something that actually matters? The Fortis Plus app. That's right. It is packed with content that'll change how you think, how you lead, and how you live. Hundreds of hours of teaching from voices you can trust. Marriage advice that actually works. Parenting wisdom rooted in scripture and theology that connects your mind to your life. And get this. It's all free. Completely free. No subscription, no hidden fees, just solid biblical content available whenever you want it. Plus, we're adding stuff every day, including my news feature that'll help you understand what's really happening in our culture through a biblical worldview. That's my intent anyway. Look, the world is trying to disciple you through your phone every day. Why not fight back with truth? Download Fortis Plus right now. It's free, it's powerful, and it's time to take back your screen time and use it for the kingdom. Fortis Plus at fortisplus.org.
Is it possible a Christian university can actually be ranked high when it comes to preparing students for the real world? Hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. Courses, diplomas, degrees, they can be achieved online or, of course, on their beautiful campus in Southern California. Would you like to learn more about the Masters University to prepare you or your child for the future? I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. You walk out of the office carrying a label, and you wonder why you feel even heavier than you did before you walked in. That's why Dr. Greg Gifford wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Look, not every struggle is solved with a pill. Not every label tells the entire story. What if addiction's not just a disease? What if your anxiety is not just a chemical imbalance? And what if the diagnosis handed to your child is not the final word? The world gives its answers, but rarely does it ever deal with the heart. Scripture does. Order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at fortisinstitute.org/lies. That's fortisinstitute.org/lies.
Lexicon. There are many words to help us understand the nature of the Bible. Words like perspicuity,
the clarity of Scripture. God uses the text of Scripture to clearly communicate His character and will. God has not hidden His will for only the enlightened few to find. His truth can be clearly understood by anyone who reads His Word.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Well, you think you know a guy. This is Wretched Radio. Jimmy and I talking about the shape of the earth. Is it a circle? Is it flat? And then the subject of course, whether or not man actually walked on the moon or did NASA fake the moon landing came up. And to my surprise, Jimmy said,
I believe man walked on the moon.
But
I said it is a little bit ironic that we haven't been back since then. I do agree with it that it's ironic.
We're done. We're going to have to break up. Clearly, there's another one, isn't it? Did NASA fake the moon landing? And we Christians, we can get mad at one another over stuff. We're frogs in the boiling water. We are. We're just all so on the edge with one another, aren't we? That if a fellow believer or Jimmy believes that the earth, you're welcome for that.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. I just questioned your eternity. That wasn't appropriate at all. But if he believes that NASA faked the moon landing, I'm not going to, like, what? I'm going to get upset. What? Really? To fight over that? If you believe that NASA faked the moon landing, send it to idea@wretched.org or text away to 877-282-2337. Jimmy, I need to apologize. That cheap shot about whether or not you're a true believer.
Well,
I shouldn't have said that.
It's okay.
That was rural.
But wrong of you.
Thank you for saying that for me.
That's okay. You know, it speaks more to you. You're the one that hired me into ministry.
877-282-2337.
This is from Luke.
Okay, wait a second. And I'm just going to say it. And I couldn't be happier about that decision. How many years have you been here now?
Five.
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I'll say it to his face. I'll say it behind his back. Jimmy is a massive blessing to this ministry.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm looking right at him.
I can't help it
because his head consumes the room right now. He's just a huge, but you have no idea how much he does. All of the great podcasts that we have here, he produces those. Does the voice on the, every, they're custom, it's not like he's phoning it in every single week. And by the way, if you do not take advantage of those podcasts, please go to your Spotify or Apple Google business thing where you podcast and start looking for the Fortis Institute podcast, Thrive with John Kratz, who, by the way, long as I brought up John, if you happen to be in Alpharetta, Georgia, Saturday, August 30th, Dr. John Kratz will be in the Wretched Studio. The Spirit-Filled Life, Power, Love, and Transformation. It's going to be, if you will, a treatise on the third person of the Trinity. And wow, could we use some clarity on that these days? That is absolutely free. You can sign up. You must sign up because it's a limited number of chairs that we've got. And you can look forward to sitting on this. I'm telling you, this is Guinness Book of World Record chairs for the most uncomfortable chairs you will ever sit in. They are backbreakers, I'm telling you. FortisInstitute.org/Holy Spirit. FortisInstitute.org/Holy Spirit. And then you can also go to FortisPlus.org if you want to see all of the different podcasts that are there. Brad Bigney, who, by the way, you know what I think about Brad Bigney now? He's like AI to me. He could take my job.
He could take your job.
He's way gooder. He's such a fine broadcaster. And I don't think he has a radio background.
He's just a natural.
He's just so good. So thank you, Brad, for filling in most admirably. But please, don't take my job. Just stay in Ohio and keep preaching, but just stay away from my microphone. All of the podcasts are at FortisPlus.org. You will be blessed because of the Fortis Fellows and our very own handsome Jimmy Hicks.
Oh,
oh boy. Getting gooey now.
1-877-282-BEEP. So I've got another gift for you, Todd.
Oh.
Another gift. This is from Luke, a text. He says, Todd, how long should elders serve? Should they rotate and let new men serve, or should they stay for a long time, like 5+ years?
The Bible doesn't say how many, but it is an appointed office. And some people make the argument that once you're an elder, period. But other good men would say, no, there can be term limits to it. I think it's up to each individual church. I did, interestingly, though, let me see if I can find that. I saw a statistic why so many pastors quit the ministry. And some of them were like, oh, no, that's a bummer. Like conflict in the church. COVID drove a lot of pastors out of the ministry. Here it is. I found right here. A third of pastors say they leave ministry because of burnout. That is not good. Don't let your pastor fry. Get that man on a schedule. Work with him. I personally don't think a sabbatical is a good way to do that. Unless the guy is just totally baked right now. Okay, do a sabbatical. I don't think it's anti-biblical, but I don't know that any other job gets to take months at a time off just to recoup. Then get the man rested. And then the schedule needs to be studied so that he can work normal hours and not be totally toast when he comes home every day and just fried out and then he leaves your church. You do not want that. 18% cited conflict in the church. But here was the statistic that I thought was interesting. 40% of respondents cited a change in calling as the cause of their departure. A change in calling. That's interesting. How long should an elder be an elder? I would make a law where there is no law. I think that every church should sort it. Could it be for life? Yep. Could there be terms to it? Yep. What are the number of years that that term should be? No idea. Jimmy, you got a strong opinion on that one?
I mean, I
think
it's...
Considering you don't think that man actually walked on the moon.
I did not say that.
Close enough.
Now, I think it's... I can go either way. I personally would prefer elders for life. I think that's what it is. I think that commitment, you don't stop becoming an elder.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's my...
Unless they kick you out.
Well, that's true, unless you mess up. I mean, but
that's... That's a different text altogether. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Peter. Peter from Minnesota. He says, Todd, how much demonic intelligence do you think is involved in artificial intelligence?
We've got to kind of parse that out a little bit. I suspect, like everything, the devil, he tries to get involved in the big movements and make a mess of them. And I think he's succeeding right now. What day is it? We were talking about China building basically a robot womb to carry children. I'm sorry, that's demonic. Come on, that's really, really? We don't have enough sense to say no. Just no. Intuitively, wrong. So do I believe that AI can be used for something good? Well, of course it could be. Does the devil like that? No, because that produces human flourishing and he hates humans. Why? Because he can't get to us. I think it was Jonathan Edwards. There was, I think it was J.C. Ryle who said something like, if a perfect man walked the earth, we'd kill him. And then Jonathan Edwards said, if there were a perfect man on the earth, we would kill him if we could, but if we can't get to him, we'll get to his followers, which is why you get persecuted. The devil, he's not a threat to God. This is not some dualistic warfare of good and evil. Ooh, I wonder what side is going to prevail. No, God wins. The devil is God's devil. He can't get to Jesus Christ, but he can get to his Christ ones. And if he does that, by degrading things that could be good to disrupt human flourishing, he does it. He's involved. Think of all of the big institutions. Think of the political realm right now. I'm sorry. I don't want me to sound like a crackpot, but it's demonic what is going on. Science, it's what we're trying to do to what we're doing to boys' bodies because they think they're girls and what we're doing to girls' bodies because they think they're boys. I'm sorry, that's demonic. Well, who else gets credit for that? Jesus? Of course not. I know they're responsible for their own decisions, but that is just evil, wicked thinking. Education system, teaching children about acts that only married adults should be privy to? Really? And then keeping things from the parents? What else do you call that? So why would I think that if the devil, if he's involved in all of those realms, why wouldn't he be involved in technology? Why wouldn't he be involved in, how's about just machinery, not just technology, but just the industrial side of the world? He corrupts everything. So is AI demonic? Not all parts of it, not all aspects of it. But I think we can safely say he's definitely involved, which means that if our enemy, the devil, is involved, we better have a strategy and figure out how we should be using that bad boy, because he would love to do nothing but corrupt you. This is Wretched Radio.
And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, production of Fortis Institute. Loudoun County, Virginia. Well, they've just proved they've learned absolutely nothing from arresting a father whose daughter was sexually assaulted in their bathrooms. Now they're suspending two boys for the crime of asking why a biological female was in their locker room. And yes, they're calling that sexual harassment. The boys get 10-day suspension and a permanent mark on their academic records that could destroy their college prospects. The girl who filmed minors in a locker room, well, she gets no punishment whatsoever. Speaking of insanity, a British Columbia nurse just got slapped with a $94,000 fine for the revolutionary belief that women deserve female-only spaces. Amy Hamm's worst defense, being part of a billboard campaign that said, "I love J.K. Rowling." That's it. That's the hate crime. The British College of Nurses and Midwives, a profession that exclusively serves biological women, spent years prosecuting her for defending women's rights. They called her statements discriminatory and derogatory for saying men aren't women. Rowling herself responded to the ruling, and Hamm remains defiant, pointing out that biological reality and freedom of expression still matter. The Washington Post is having a panic attack because mothers are choosing to raise their own children instead of grinding away in cubicles. Working mothers ages 25 to 44 have been leaving the workforce every month this year, and the Washington Post calls this a disaster that's wiped out gains, because apparently women abandoning their kids for corporate profit is progress. And in Ohio, a Chick-fil-A that's near a middle school has just announced that customers 17 and under need adult supervision after school hours. People are absolutely losing their minds over this. I mean, honestly, have you seen how teenagers behave in public these days? This is what happens when parents stop parenting and schools stop disciplining, and you expect public businesses to be your babysitter. The restaurant says they want to provide a safe and comfortable environment for all of their customers, which is corporate speak for "your kids are destroying our store. Parent them." And finally, because 2025 hasn't been weird enough, the FDA is warning Americans to not eat potentially radioactive shrimp from Walmart. Man, I didn't think I would ever read that warning or need it, but apparently we do today. Indonesian supplier BMS Foods had shipping containers that tested positive for something that I can't pronounce, but thankfully none of the glowing seafood made it to stores, they say. The FDA says the radiation levels wouldn't cause acute hazard, but could increase cancer risk over time. Nothing says great value like a bargain-priced shrimp that causes cancer. I stretch for that one. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.
Revelation. General revelation is God's act of making himself known through his creation. A part of general revelation is the sensus divinatus, a sense of the divine. God has given every person an undeniable awareness of his existence. There are no true atheists, only rebels in denial of what every person knows to be true. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Oh, I'm so hungry. This is Wretched Radio. I'm sorry if you hear my stomach just growling in the background. I don't mean for that to be disruptive, just super, super duper hungry. You're going to jump in anytime?
I'm just wondering. There's a time difference here. So what are you hungry for?
That felt like a 3-hour delay.
Yeah.
I'm hungry for Italian dinner with Phil and Darlene Johnson. That's all. I wasn't sharing my hunger pains just so that I could brag I'm having dinner with Phil Johnson. I would never do such a thing. Aren't you glad Phil Johnson is alive and well? I sure am. I'm so glad that he's still running Grace to you. I'm so glad that he's Hey, I get to be with Phil Johnson, not just tonight for dinner at a mysterious Italian restaurant somewhere, I think in Santa Clarita, which is by Masters University, which, by the way, if you or your child is considering university, don't write off all universities. Write off most of them, but not the Masters University, masters.edu. Check out all. It's 150 different. Your kid's going to find something to study that will be better than, like, French women's poetry of the 1780s. They will be degrees that actually help them contribute to human flourishing when they get their degree. And along the way, the authority of the Bible will be used in every classroom, every dorm room, and in every chapel service, masters.edu. Dinner with Phil. And then I get to be with him September the 5th and 6th, right?
Yes, that's the Cornerstone Conference.
Cornerstone Conference. Yeah. Phil's going to be there. It's his first appearance in, 2 years? So glad. I'm just glad he's alive. I'm just grateful that medicine was used by God to prolong his life. Because ain't none of us going to live forever, but I sure am glad that he's going to live a while longer. If you'd like to go to the conference in Florida, along with Ken Ham, who I expect to see tomorrow at the John MacArthur Memorial, I think there's going to be a lot of dear friends there. Of Grace to You and Shepherd's Conference, it should be kind of bittersweet is what it'll be. If you'd like to go to see Phil and Ken and H.B. Charles and Virgil Walker and Daryl Harrison and Tom Askell, and I get to be at the Cornerstone Conference, would you please hurry? I don't have much breath here.
I'm looking. I'm looking.
WJLB.
I think that's it.
Radio. You can register there. It's not a super expensive conference. They cost something, but it's pretty clear they're not looking to build a mansion with the ticket prices.
You were close. WJLU.
Why do I struggle with the call letters of that station? Why? WJLU.com. Mm-hmm. And you can learn more about the Cornerstone Conference.
.org.
You could have said that.
I did.
And spared me the pain.
I'm so sorry.
WJLU.net. Just seeing if you're still paying attention. WJLU.org. Would love to see you September 5th and 6th. In the meantime, send stuff to idea@wretched.org and text away to 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Anonymous. Todd, how can I recognize when I'm giving into anxiety, when I'm being anxious?
There's a fine line between being aware of something that could be difficult, challenging, or even dangerous. Those types of responses, they should not be relegated to oblivion because they could be anxious thoughts. Those are normal reactions. Our Savior, knowing what was coming his way, he felt it, sweating drops of blood. Now, there was a lot going on there. The invisible punishment of God, it was already being poured out on his Son in a way that we could not see. He was being abandoned by those that he loved and had discipled for 3 years. He was marching to a cross, and he was troubled without sinning. In other words, he knew something big and bad was coming, and it is entirely right and human to respond. Fear is not necessarily as every emotion can be sinful or not. You fear somebody walking down an alley with an Uzi and a face mask. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to run in that situation. So let's not say that you shouldn't have any feelings when there are difficult things going on. But when do they cross the line into sinful? I call it faithless worrying. I call it nail-biting worry. It's one thing, it's like, okay, I don't have enough money for the car payment. Oh boy, that's not good. They could repossess the car. This has a lot of implications. I've got to get to work. And if I can't get to work and get a paycheck, well, then guess what? I'm going to struggle even more financially. I got to get this thing sorted here because this is a problem. That's one response. Here's faithless worrying. If they take my car, I'm going to die. I'll never have children, and I'm never going to be able to do anything on my bucket list because this is a disaster. I'm not going to eat for weeks. I can just tell I'm going to lose my job. Woe is me. That's faithless worrying. God is nowhere in the picture. God isn't consulted. You have no peace, even when it is right to be aware of a difficulty, because you're probably relying on self. You're probably relying on abilities, taking matters into your own hands and not trusting God for it. Hence, faithless worrying. So you need to do your best to discern which one you have. You can worry. It's okay. Just don't do it without faith. Don't do it hopelessly. Don't do it thinking that this is, that God hates you. God is angry with you. God's never angry with his children. He's angry at wicked sinners, but he's not angry at his children. So you can be aware, you can respond rightly, you can prepare, you can defend, you can do all of those things with faith, knowing God loves you and God only does things for his children and not to his children. If you'd like some anxiety relievers, John 14 through 16, by my count, has at least 10 of them. Jesus at the beginning says, don't let your heart be troubled. At the end of chapter 16, he says, don't let your heart be troubled, basically. All of that information that is included then in that three-chapter treatise delivered to the disciples while he's in the upper room the night he's being betrayed and walking to the Garden of Gethsemane are comfort words. Read those. Understand those. And Jimmy, sorry for sneaking in this plug. Is that book available? We got the sale going on. Is Jesus, no, Stressed Out. That's the name of the book I wrote. Stressed Out. It has 10 anxiety relievers from John 14 through 16. We're having a mega sale. We're getting rid of everything because everything is now free at fortisplus.org. But we're just getting rid of hard copy stuff so that we can do other stuff in our warehouse, probably build another set, I suppose. But nevertheless, Jimmy, is Stressed Out still available?
I don't think so, no. It is gone.
Don't get that book. Just don't. Just read John 14 through 16. It's better. And what is for sale? Do we have anything left?
We've got some stuff.
All right. Give me just an idea of what we have that's Fortis Institute stuff.
So Transformed, all of the Transformed seasons.
Oh, that's just good viewing. And that's such helpful stuff. Yeah, and you can get the Bible studies, by the way, at fortisplus.org. They're free there. All right, what else we got?
Road trips.
Okay.
Good stuff.
A road trip is still an awesome, you know, there are networks that still carry both of those programs. Road Trip is being aired right now around the world, and it's good for youth group stuff. All right, anything else?
Seasons of Seasons of Sorrow.
Tim Challey's
book. Tim Challey's stuff.
Excellent book.
Biblical counseling books.
Yeah, there's not much.
No.
There's not much, which is way cool. Because right now, the Fortis Plus, it really is all free. This is just emptying the warehouse. And thank you for responding to this sale. We hope that it's a blessing. And we hope to just continue making more and more and more stuff because we can't seem to help it. Somebody put the brakes on us. I was talking to somebody about just everything that we're doing at the ministry and sharing the different things. And his response was, I'm sorry, you do all of that? And the answer is yes, we do. We, big fat plural, we do all of that. TV, radio, podcasts, books, Bible studies. There's just a ton going on and it's all free courtesy of our gospel partners. So if you're a gospel partner and I haven't said thank you lately, thank you very much. I hope that you have just a share of the joy that I have, knowing that we're giving all of these things away to churches and Christians around the globe. you're a part of that. So if you're one of our faithful gospel partners, we just thank you for letting us have the joy of giving stuff away. Thank you for the joy of getting to talk about Jesus Christ pretty much all day, every day. It's a huge blessing. So thank you for blessing us. And if you'd be so kind, please send things to idea at wretched.org or call 877. Now, I'm kidding ya.
I want to tell you what's...
I'm kidding ya.
Real quick, we've got all of the gossip. Don't Stub Your Toe, Rotten Fish.
Oh, the book.
13 Reasons. And we have some Judge Knots.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Don't you know how to manage the clock? I mean, really, man.
I'm sorry.
This is Wretched Radio.
You know what's frustrating? Reading about the Holy Spirit and still not really understanding how He works in your life. I mean, you want to understand, right? But it just feels so unclear. Well, here's something that's going to help. Fortis Institute Fellow Dr. John Crotts is going to be coming to the Wretched Studios on Saturday, August 30th. He's going to be doing 6 sessions on the Holy Spirit. Like, how do you know when the Spirit is leading you? Or how does the Spirit help you deal with sin? What does it mean to be adopted by God? Look, if you've ever wondered about this stuff, this is your chance to finally get clear answers from someone who really knows the Bible. Coming up Saturday, August 30th, 8:30 in the morning is what time it's going to get underway and start. You can be here. You can be a part of it. Absolutely free, but space is limited. So go to fortisinstitute.org/Holy Spirit right now as quick as possible and get signed up because the limited spaces will fill up fast. fortisinstitute.org/Holy Spirit. Trust me, you'll be glad that you went. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Ever feel like you're watching the world turn upside down and wondering if everyone else is seeing the same thing you are? Yeah, you're not alone. And in Fortis Institute, we're not just watching from the sidelines. We're fighting back with truth. We've brought together some of the most trusted voices in Christianity, people who aren't afraid to speak biblical truth into marriage and parenting and manhood and the cultural battles we're facing every day. But here's the thing. That mission, well, it takes resources. And that's where faithful gospel partners come in. By becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner, you're not just supporting a ministry. You're investing in the spiritual fortification of countless believers and local churches across the nation. You're standing with us in this brave new world. And hey, while you're thinking about it, make sure you download Fortis Plus if you haven't already. Hundreds of hours of biblical content available for you to listen to right now, and we're adding more every day, and it's completely free for everyone. The church needs more than just encouragement right now. It needs equipping. Will you stand with us? Visit FortisInstitute.org right now to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. Okay, I'm going to admit it up front. I'm about to use every cheesy sales phrase in the book because, well, this time, they're actually true. The Fortis store is closing permanently, and we literally mean everything must go because after this month, there won't be a store. Presently, you're going to notice that we've slashed prices up to 75% off all physical inventory. That's books and booklets and DVDs and CDs. You know, the old-fashioned things you can actually hold without charging your battery. And at these prices, you're going to wonder if we've lost our minds. Spoiler alert, we haven't. We found our mission. Thanks to our incredible gospel partners, we're going to be making all of our digital resources completely free on Fortis Plus. Free, as in $0. But first, help us empty our shelves. You've got through the end of this month to take advantage of all of our physical inventory. After that, these resources are going to become collector's items. Visit FortisInstitute.org right now. Trust me, your future self is going to be grateful you didn't miss out on this wonderfully ridiculous clearance event, going out of business sale or something. FortisInstitute.org.
Names of God. Is Jesus God? One name given to God in Scripture is El Gibor, the Mighty God. One occurrence of this name stands out. In Isaiah chapter 9, El Gibor is the name given to the promised Messiah. Jesus is that promised Messiah. He is God incarnate.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
3 words that will improve your parenting. This is Wretched Radio. Jimmy, do you recall earlier this week, last week, well, sometime in the not so far past, we talked about helicopter and lawnmower parents that block for their kids, yeah, get in the way to make sure the kids never stub their toe, never break a sweat, and need to make sure everything is easy for the kids. And now it turns out these kids don't know how to get a job. They don't know how to interview. They don't know how to ask for a raise. They don't know how to make their own lunches. What are we doing? We're helicoptering. We're lawnmowering for our kids, doing everything for them. And that's why I think we need to lose 3 words. Here they are. stop saying these words as a parent, because I know you like to say them. And I know that these words come from the heart. You actually mean them. Sometimes it might be said in frustration. Other times it might just be because, well, you're just nice. But here's the three words I think, as a rule, will help you to not be a helicopter / lawnmower parent. You ready? I'll do that. Stop saying that. Let your kids do it. They're making a mess. Don't say, I'll do that. Let them do it, and let them do it without making a mess, or let them clean up their own mess. That propensity that we have to do everything for our kids isn't good for them. Don't become a curmudgeon, but we need to stop doing everything for them. We got to prepare them for adulthood. We're not raising kids. We're raising adults, and we're crippling them. Karen sent an email to idea@wretched.org. She had, I thought, some pretty helpful tips. This doesn't cover all aspects of parenting, but maybe it sets us all on the trajectory of stop saying, I'll do that. No, look, just put it down. I'll do that. No, just stop. I'll do that. We need to stop saying that. This is from Karen. If they can play a video game, they can work the knobs and buttons on the washing machine. So have them do the laundry. Stop saying, I'll do that. Their kids started doing their own laundry at around the age of 10. By fourth grade, they packed their own lunches for school. And here, I get it. Well, they're not going to make the right thing. Or they're going to make a mess. All right, well, have them clean it up. Have them learn how to do it better. That's parenting. And stop making their peanut butter and jelly sandwich for them. Well, they won't pick nutritional things. Okay, so they might not that day. Let them get a stomach ache. Let them just bring two bags of Fritos and see how long that takes them through the day. And then maybe they'll just get better at it. We need to stop saying, I'll do that. Our children, writes Karen, did not get paid for chores. We told them, you're in a family. We all contribute. We took our children to strong Bible studies each week. They learned words like propitiation, repentance, and sanctification, and were able to explain what they meant. In other words, they were raising adults. Jimmy, did I tell you? I think I maybe did. The family that I met in Texas, their kids, oh, they're different, these kids that grow up on farms. They're more adult-like is what they are. The ages of the kids that I met, they're like 18, 14, 10, you know, teenagers in that neighborhood. But you wouldn't know it because you didn't think, I wasn't talking to kids. I'm talking to, now, the 10-year-old isn't as mature as the 18-year-old. That's pretty obvious. But that doesn't mean that the kid acted like he was 2 or was immature or silly. Because hard work is good for us. We're made for work. So mom and dad, courtesy of Karen, maybe 3 words you want to drop from your lexicon as a parent. I'll do that. And then what you can do is send wretched things to idea@wretched.org or text 877-282-2337.
Got another gift for you.
Wow, this is like Christmas for me.
It is. So we talked about the clothes in church. We talked about church polity. And now another one of your favorite subjects.
Expository preaching.
That's exactly right. This is from Josiah. Todd, for structuring lessons and sermons, how does Todd and Jimmy do it?
Oh,
as someone looking to start teaching soon, I'm interested in learning how to teach others.
Got to tell you, I would love to share that. That's like, oh, you're just scratching an itch for me. I love talking about that. I'm just not so sure everybody wants to hear it. I've debated it, Jimmy. Now, I'll tell you, know what? Here's the deal. I just gave you the book from Mike Fabares.
You did.
Preaching That Changes Lives.
Mm-hmm.
Read it when you're done. Then we'll maybe chat about it to a degree, because it's a bit of inside baseball, but I think it'll also help you become a sharper listener and to have an expectation of what a sermon should be and what it shouldn't be. Furthermore, at the end of the book, and this is something that we'll talk about one of these days. It's still on my nightstand. I think I've got like 20 pages to go in the book. It's about being a better listener. But it's more than that. It's about being a better church attender, not necessarily just the regularity, although that's a part of it, but being an active, engaged church attender. And we'll talk about it, but Mike talks about you should have expectations for church. You should come expecting that the word is going to be opened up. God will speak to you through the mouth of a sinful man by applying his word to your life, and you'll be changed. You should come with that. We have a tendency, we all do. It's just, we all kind of fall into these, you know, you go and it's like, well, I hope it's a good one today. And then sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. But if you go with expectations, God is going to move in this place because his word is being proclaimed. God's name is going to be exalted in this place. God makes promises to me that he always keeps. I wonder what they are this week. Hey, I know what I'll do. I'll go check that email that tells us what the sermon subject is this week and what the Bible text is so I can read it in advance. And you're going to get more out of church. We'll share that chapter, and then maybe we'll talk a little bit about how sermons are prepared. I'm interested in that subject a lot. I'm also interested, if I ever run into an author, tell me, how do you write a book? I find it fascinating. Now, I find it fascinating. Jimmy finds it fascinating. I'm just not sure the tens and tens of people listening will. It would be potentially like listening to somebody talking about, you know, well, this is how I put in a new transmission. But when Jimmy reads the book, perhaps we will open that up because I'm telling you, our pendulum is swung too far in expository preaching. Hold on a second. I've got an article here about 10 things I... Here it is. Got it right here. 10 reasons why I love verse-by-verse exposition. I've been saving this because it's like, duh, I want to talk about this stuff because I find it so interesting. But I'll tell you what, vote. Express yourself with or without Madonna. idea@wretched.org or text 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Justin. Todd, can you clarify the word evangelical versus general Christian?
Sure. There's some distinctives that evangelicals have had. Now we're the gospel proclaimers. We share the evangelion. We are ones that believe that people need to hear the gospel, so we go and we evangelize. We are those who believe that church and the Christian life isn't something that is a tack on to life, but it invades the totality of one's life, changes the trajectory of everything that we think, say, and do, and helps us to understand reality better. So evangelicals, I think the hallmark of what makes us an evangelical are those that try to convert people. We also have a high view of the Bible. We love Bible preaching. I was thinking about different religions, and I'm trying to think of one religion. Now, there are other Christians besides evangelicals that perhaps share their faith, but I'm not sure there's anybody that's as tenacious about it as we are. But I was trying to think of what other religion, like Hindus, you never see them out in the streets trying to convert. You see Jehovah's Witnesses, but I don't think they're out there to convert anybody. Mormons, maybe, but their motive for trying to make somebody a Mormon is different than an evangelical's. A Mormon's desire is to be obedient in an effort to do what? Earn their way to celestial city, which they can't actually get to these days because my understanding is it's full. Or is that Jehovah's Witness? Yeah, Jehovah's Witness, their higher kingdom is kind of closed down for them. So Mormons aren't doing it because they simply love the Lord and they want other people to know his love. That's the evangelical heart. Jehovah's Witnesses, they're out there to earn their way to heaven. They don't care if anybody stops and takes any of their watchtowers because they're not out there to see people saved. They're only bringing them into a work righteous system anyway. Evangelicals are the good news proclaimers. We are the Bible teachers. We are the evangelizers. And most of the time, most of us, I think, are the baptizers. You need to get baptized. You need to get dunked. If you're a believer, you're born again. Your first commandment is to get into a jacuzzi and get dunked in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So let me be an evangelical for a moment, which I actually always am. If you're born again and you haven't been baptized, get on it. And until tomorrow, go serve your King.